quick question. How many calls, texts, or messages does your business miss every week? Nights, weekends, busy days. That's lost money. Create Assistance helps businesses fix that problem using AI employees that answer calls, respond to texts, book appointments, and follow up with leads 24/7 automatically. No extra staff, no complicated software. Everything runs inside one simple command center that replaces scattered tools, missed follow-ups, and manual busy work. Whether you're a service business, office, or multi-location company, Create Assistance keeps your business responsive, organized, and running even when you're off the clock. Stop letting leads slip through the cracks. Visit createassistance.ai to book a free call. Or you can call or text 515-500-2224. Again, that's 515-500-2224. We look forward to hearing from you.
They say it's in your blood, a game that can't be won, only played. A love affair. It satisfies the soul and frustrates the intellect. The greatest game ever played, golf. It's real. And this is Real Golf Radio, brought to you by Mountain America Credit Union, with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper, son of legendary golfer Billy Casper, talking golf with you for more than two decades. And now, here's Brian and Bob.
Yeah, thanks a lot, and welcome in to a U.S. Open recap edition of Real Golf Radio. I'm Brian Taylor, he's Bob Casper. Thanks to Dave Glauser, our producer. Thanks to you for coming along and joining us every week here on the show. You're 27th talking golf with you. Third time covering a U.S. Open at Shinnecock, and just super awesome to be out there again. Loved our time. Enjoyed all the surroundings. And by the way, 75 Main. If you're ever in Southampton, highly recommend going there for lunch, dinner.
75 in Maine.
And if you want to go, on a Friday night, DJ's there, and that place gets popping, baby.
Ooh, 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 ooh.
It was something.
It was pretty fun.
It was entertaining.
They had a couple parties. They had a bachelorette party on one side, and I don't know what the other party was, but I'll tell you what, those guys got dancing, man.
They all got together and brought the cooks out of the kitchen. They're dancing, and we're just like, we had a front row seat to the whole thing.
And we're sitting right in the middle
of it. Except your wife, she jumped in and joined along.
Oh, yeah. She went in the conga line and everything.
Oh, that was fun, man. What a cool place. Yeah, it's just a good place. And congrats to Wyndham Clark, who is a two-time U.S. Open champion, wins by a shot. Yes. And you know what? That's all it took. He had a nice cushion going into the weekend, played well enough. 73, not great. Probably not what he had in mind for Sunday. Didn't matter, though. Is one better than Sam Burns, three better than Tom Kim, only three players in red numbers when it was all said and done. Sounds like a few, it is, but it also doubled the total of players who finished under par in the U.S. Open at Shinnecock over the last five that have been played. 4-3-1, and then you've got the guys that even, including number one in the world, Scottie Scheffler, four shy of completing the career Grand Slam on his 30th birthday. But I'll tell you what, the crowds, they wanted to see it. We all want to see history. They were rooting for it. We were probably rooting for it a little bit. I mean, how can you not root for it? It's a great story. Scottie's a popular player. Wyndham's not so popular. Played the role of spoiler in the whole thing. Kind of drew the ire of the crowd. Was it over the top? Yeah. How much so? We're going to talk about that coming up. Rich Lerner's going to join us later this hour. His perspective. Plus, America's favorite caddy. So much more. We're just getting started. Thanks for being with us on a U.S. Open recap edition of Real Golf Radio.
Kohl's Father's Day gifts are so good, Dad won't be able to stop bragging about them. To his friends, to his barber, to the server who did not ask. He'll even brag to you, the person who literally bought it for him. From comfy polos to stylish shoes and more, plus 20% off across the store, get gifts Dad'll be talking about for months at Kohl's and Kohl's.com. You've been warned. Select styles. Offer ends June 21st. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Lanny went to college and racked up huge debt.
A little bit over $100,000.
For a degree he couldn't use? Now what?
I had a friend that went to my computer career.
They even helped him get hired immediately after graduation.
One of the things I love about IT is that you can work from anywhere you want.
You could become an IT pro in just months, including cybersecurity and the basics of AI, with zero experience at mycomputercareer.edu. My Computer Career, an elite CompTIA certification partner.
It worked for me, and I know it can work for you.
This is one student's experience. Individual results vary.
This summer, the Honey Pepper Pimento Chicken Sandwich and Pineapple Dragon Fruit and Sprite are back at Chick-fil-A.
Let me tell you about the Pineapple Dragon Fruit and Sprite. It's bright. It's bubbly. It's back.
The Honey Pepper Pimento Chicken Sandwich, it's so rich, and you can choose between the original or the spicy filet.
Ooh, boy.
And then you got those pickled jalapenos tucked right under the filet, and then just to top it all off, you've got a little honey drizzle right on top.
Okay, now I'm a pimento fan.
And I'm feeling the dragon fruit.
Which fan favorite will you choose? Real customers paid for their testimonials.
Straight Talk Wireless presents Pickup Truck Wisdom.
The smartest way to spend your money is not to. Straight Talk offers free 5G phones for new and existing customers on Verizon's 5G network. So the refund money I don't spend on that free phone is the refund money I get to keep for my family. Smart.
Find us at straighttalk.com and Walmart. Straight Talk Wireless. Straightforward. Always. Taxes and fees apply. Plan purchase required for free phone offers. Copyright 2026 Verizon.
This deer season, John Deere wants to give you the home field advantage. We're bringing you the best offers of the season, whether that's cash off on select new machines or a shot at the ultimate Major League Baseball prize package. Because right now, you can enter for a chance to win an MLB All-Star experience for you and three friends, complete with travel and lodging for All-Star Week this July. Deer season is going on now through June 3rd. Visit johndeere.com/deerseason to enter and view the offers and complete contest rules. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
Now, back to Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
Welcome back to the show. This segment is brought to you by Black Desert Resort in St. George, Utah. Go to blackdesertresort.com. All the details are available there for all the Black Desert has to offer, including the Tom Weisskopf Championship Design Golf Course, has hosted LPGA and PGA Tour events. You've got the water park under construction. It'll open up next summer, which is going to be absolutely legit. You have a pickleball facility that is open. 21 courts, I think it has down there. Palm trees, shade, music. Like, the whole thing is so cool. It's already hosted a professional pickleball tournament. You got the 36-hole putting green. You got TrackMan range. You've got fitness center, your pool, spa, the whole thing. Like, it is... it's unbelievable. BlackDesertResort.com. Book your tee time today. BlackDesertResort.com. And again, thanks for joining us as we recap the U.S. Open at Shinnecock Hills. Wyndham Clark, the winner. Here's the interesting thing, Bob. You watching that final round, mm-hmm. and in some ways, I mean, we talked about this on the show. Was Wyndham going to Martin Kaymer this thing to death? The way that Kaymer went wire to wire at Pinehurst number two, and Ricky Fowler chased and chased and did all he could. But at the end of the day, Kaymer was too far ahead and too good. Didn't make the mistakes. Didn't come back. And it kind of became a little bit boring. The nice thing, and Caddy says it's not going to happen. Well, it kind of did, but it didn't. And the nice thing is that Wyndham played good enough to win, but not so good that he blew the field away and made it uninteresting. And Sam Burns, with that final round 67, was right there on his heels. I mean, you look at that. The winner shot three over. Runner-up shot three under on Sunday. That's a six-shot swing there that made this thing real interesting.
Well, and you know, and it happened early. It happened early in the round. Where he lost a bunch of shots and Sam Burns made the charge. I mean, to see him make some putts and start to creep up on him, I was totally impressed with what he was able to do with his game and how he played and the putts that he was making as he was trying to make a run at Wyndham Clark.
Yeah, you're exactly right. Wyndham was three over through seven and... Yep. Sam Burns, four under through eight.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, that's pretty.
Yeah, and he was creeping up. He was definitely putting the pressure on. And because of that, you know, he had to feel the heat. But yet he was still able to right the ship and continue on and then play a phenomenal back nine of even par. And Sam Burns just missed a few putts coming down the stretch. I mean, the putt that he missed for a par on the, I think it was the 17th hole, and then the putt that he thought he had made on 18 just broke a little bit right to get out of the hole. And, you know, I was watching a lot of their putts, and the putts that were the correct speed and the correct line were going right in the heart. But something happens when you play in competitive golf, especially at a major championship or a U.S. Open. You get that volcano effect of everybody walking around the hole. And when your ball's a little bit offline, or maybe not going at the correct speed, the ball is repelled away one way or the other, left to right or right to left. And that looked to me like his ball just went a little bit right at the end because the speed was just a little bit down.
Mm, interesting. That's really good insights there, Bob. And it could have. I mean, he was shocked. And he
absolutely
putted so well. If anything, maybe a little tentative. Is that?
Yes.
Is that the hardest thing under pressure, is hitting it hard enough?
Well, and okay, so the default when you're under pressure is to always come up short and maybe come up a little bit right. That's the default for right-handed players. And so
just because you're tense and you don't release the putter?
Yep. No, you noticed the putt that he hit on the 71st hole on 17. He said that was a terrible putt. The ball came out right, and it came out soft and short. So, and that putt meant something to him because it allowed him to stay in touch or stay tied with Wyndham Clark. Had he made that putt, then who knows what would have happened on the 18th hole. But because it came out a little tentative and a little bit right, not only by him but Tom Kim as well, then that's what caused that putt to miss.
And knowing that, you go back to Riviera a couple weeks ago, and Nelly Korda standing over that four-footer.
Yeah.
And she didn't want to have that happen, so she consciously tried to keep the putter down, which now the opposite happens, and she pulled it. Now, thankfully, the hole caught it, which is good, and it fell in. But, yeah, that's what I'm saying. You know, I played a match this week, and I'm telling you, when you're under pressure,
it changes.
Four feet is not a gimme.
Yeah.
I mean, four feet is never a gimme, but you know, it's all of a sudden you're going, wow, there's so many things going through your head versus if you're just out there playing, you'd probably just lean in and, you know, on 1 foot and tap that thing in from 4 feet a lot of the times. But under pressure, when it means something and your hands don't feel the same, boy, that's to see guys able to do that. And that's why Wyndham was so impressive. Because, I mean, even that last hole, he could have three-putted that thing easily.
Oh, yeah. Well, and it was very similar to when he won his U.S. Open at L.A. Country Club.
Yeah.
60 feet, almost 60 feet. And he putted it right up there, right close to the hole, 6-8 inches, and was able to tap it in and win the golf tournament. That tells you that he had his motions under control and the pressure was not affecting him, and he was able to go ahead and execute and do it.
All right, we got to talk about, so congrats to Wyndham Clark. That's his fifth win on the PGA Tour. He's 32 years, 6 months, 12 days. He got the Truist Championship in 2023. That was at Quail Hollow, and then went on to win the U.S. Open at L.A. Country Club North, as you pointed out. And then in 24, the next year, he won a weather-shortened AT&T Pebble Beach Pro-Am. And then this year, blitzed the field at the CJ Byron Nelson.
Yeah, and he did that in the final round.
60, was it?
Yeah.
I think he shot 60, right?
Yeah.
And then he goes out and opens with 64 at Shinnecock, which by all intents and purposes won the golf tournament for him. Now, like I said, he still had to play solid golf. Gary Woodland shot 67 in the first round, wasn't able to play as solidly the last three, or at least the two middle rounds. 73 in the final round, that's the highest finish by a tour winner since Rory McIlroy shot 73 to win the Masters a year ago in 2025.
Yeah.
So it wasn't like he went out there and did it in style, but he did enough of what he needed to do. He's the 24th, by the way, multiple winner of the U.S. Open.
Remember when Tiger Woods was playing at Doral and he hit his shot out in the trees, kind of down the right-hand side, and he aimed for a bunker and then blasted it out. Everybody was giving him a hard time because he made five on the final hole and he said it was a W, wasn't it? And that's the same thing with Wyndham Clark. He did what he needed to do to finish one shot ahead and win the golf tournament.
So where are we at on him now, Bob? I mean, you and I talked a lot about this last week. I said I would lose faith in karma if Wyndham Clark could bust up a historic locker room one year and go on to hoist the trophy the next. Well, so long, karma. Good knowing you. And I listened to his comments, and he was grilled, by the way.
Yes.
And he accepted it. He understood it. He didn't try to justify what he did, but he did try to have a positive attitude. He smiled his way through it and really hoped that his play, his performance, could help put that behind. In a lot of sports, you'll say winning takes care of everything. Did winning last week take care of everything, quote unquote, for Wyndham Clark?
Well, I don't know if that happens, but you know what? We are pretty forgiving people. We've forgiven.
When you own it, that's the key, right? If somebody comes out, owns it, admits it, and is contrite, usually we're pretty good. But when they try it, anyway, when they're not sincere.
When they try to smooth it over or not take credit for it and that kind of thing. So the answer is yes, own it, apologize for it, and do the things that need to be done to show that you are have remorse. Mm-hmm. And I think to a certain extent, he has. But you look at a guy like Wyndham Clark, he's a very confident player. He's very confident in his abilities. He almost comes off with a little bit of a chip or a little bit of arrogance, so to speak. And so when people look at that, they say, well, is he truly or is he not? And you know what? He will answer that question time after time after time. And I think he will, as time goes on, he will continue to show that he is remorseful for what he did. So he's a phenomenal talent. He's a phenomenal player. It looks like he doesn't get rattled in the U.S. Open when he's right in the thick of it. And kudos to him for what he was able to do last week.
Now the crowds.
Yeah.
The crowds openly rooting against Wyndham, openly rooting for his when he hit a bad shot. He hit a bad shot. Here's the quote that I kept thinking about. Is by Bobby Jones in the beginning of the Spectator Guide at the Masters every year. Quote, this is from Bobby, "Most distressing to those who love the game of golf is the applauding or cheering of misplays or misfortunes of a player. Such occurrences have been rare at the Masters, but we must eliminate them entirely if our patrons are to continue to merit their reputation as the most knowledgeable and considerate in the world," unquote. That's what you're greeted with when you arrive as a patron at the Masters. And they have been able to, for the most part, maintain that decorum. Is it on the event to do that? Or is this just a New York thing? Because, again, Page at the Ryder Cup keeps being brought up. And now you have the way they were, applauding and cheering the misplays or misfortunes of Wyndham Clark all week.
Yeah. Well, and I think the USGA did the exact right thing. Augusta National has done that exact right thing many, many times as fans have rooted for bad play and bad shots. And I think I think the U.S. Open did the exact right thing to the two guys that were escorted off the premises. When people understand what is expected and what is expected with them when they play a major championship, whether it's the Masters, the U.S. Open, the PGA Championship, or the Open Championship, when they know what is expected, they act accordingly. And to see those guys become that visual and escorted off, and it spread through social media and everything, that was a statement that needed to be made, especially in that area of New York, because, you know, just last year we had all the stuff at the Ryder Cup that went on there at Bethpage. And then you have this kind of transpiring. So, yeah, I think something, you know, at one point you need to draw the line in the sand, and that's what the USGA did.
It'd be interesting to see if this continues or if there's a change can be made, because it's one thing to have, it's great on the one hand to have a new crop of fans, right?
Yes.
Younger, yeah. Newer yep. to the sport, finding yep. that, hey, growing golf is fun, golf.
Right.
All that stuff, right? You want that. But it's another thing entirely to have the new crowd come up and not have some expectations
of etiquette
of decorum that they need to maintain on the yes. golf course. Right.
Yeah.
So I think it's important exactly. to maintain that culture at a golf tournament. So much more to 100%. Talk about, including Scottie Scheffler, but coming up next, Rich Lerner, Golf Channel. He was there all week live from hosting. We'll get his take on what went down last week at the US Open. Stay tuned with Rich Lerner next.
With MedGuard Alert, you're never alone. You can connect with medical professionals anywhere, anytime. And now MedGuard is introducing our exclusive new CareWatch. If you need help quickly, use it from anywhere to contact medical professionals. No cell phone required. The CareWatch is not only a life-saving medical alert device. It's a revolutionary health monitoring system that checks your blood pressure, heart rate, oxygen saturation, and much more. And here's the best part. If you have Medicaid, you may qualify to get your CareWatch for free. The CareWatch is only available through MedGuard Alert. Call us right now. We have monitoring programs starting as low as $1 a day. The call is free, activation is free, shipping is free, and no contract is required. Remember, with Medicaid, you may qualify to get your CareWatch for free. Call us to get your CareWatch right now.
800-853-8931. 800-853-8931. 800-853-8931. That's 800-853-8931.
If you're serious about investing in gold or silver, Allegiance Gold will give you an additional $5,000 in free gold to add to your portfolio. They can help you buy any amount of gold or silver, even roll over your current IRA into gold. They've helped thousands invest millions in gold over the years, with prices that are some of the best in the industry, with fees that are fair, reasonable, and transparent. Protect your wealth with gold. Save on your gold or silver pricing when you buy from the top-rated Allegiance Gold. Invest in gold or silver today by calling Allegiance for your free gold guide. And learn about the $5,000 free gold offer with qualified purchase. Call now.
800-413-1937. 800-413-1937. 800-413-1937. That's 800-413-1937.
It's more than a rebellion. When your teen is slipping into drugs or alcohol, when social media and pornography consume their time and their mind, when depression and even suicidal thoughts cast a shadow over your home, as a parent, you feel powerless. There is hope. At Turnabout Ranch, troubled teens step away from the chaos and into a clarity of nature on a working cattle ranch. Care for horses, learn responsibility, build trust, and rediscover purpose. It isn't theory, it's real work. Real therapy, real healing. Families from across the country have found transformation right here, just when they thought hope was gone. If your teen is struggling with addiction, harmful online behaviors, even weight management, call right now and get the help you all need.
800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. That's 800-219-2494.
You're listening to Real Golf Radio. Talking golf with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
One day you'll get it.
Here's Brian and Bob.
All right, welcome back to Real Golf Radio. Brian Taylor, Bob Casper. We're joined now by our good friend who is not only hosting
all of your favorite golf coverage, from major championships to studio work at Golf Channel, but also author of that new book, Aren't You That Golf Guy? Rich Lerner is our guest. Rich, thanks for joining us. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing great, Brian. Thanks for having me on.
You know, it's been a busy, really month for you. And first of all, congrats on the success of the book. By all accounts, it sounds like things are going really well.
Yeah, they are. People have been phenomenal. Good response. They're enjoying the stories. A lot of funny, rowdy tales from my life in golf, and some deep dives that are relevant, obviously, with where we're sitting today on Tiger, on Phil, Bryson, Scottie Scheffler, Jack Nicklaus, Tiger, or Arnold Palmer. Keep going. But it's the, you know, I think what people are connecting to, my guess is, and I hope, the characters that you're meeting for the first time, that maybe you've had someone like an Elmer or an Izzy or a Mount or a Frank or a Shim in your golfing life somewhere. And these were all characters that populated my misguided youth on the course and my dad's driving range. Par three in miniature golf, and at the Modest Club, where you know I was introduced to other aspects of the sport, and it all makes for kind of a spicy gumbo of some sort. The stories are they're ribald in spots, and they're off color, but always in always authentic, and always I think in good spirit. And so people have been great. The response has been phenomenal.
I love it. I love it. Hey, coming off of Shinnecock, it's been some interesting comments. Bob and I have talked about this, and it was great to be there on site and to see it and witness it and experience. You know, it's really one of the meccas of American golf, if not all of golfdom, there in the Hamptons, and Shinnecock with its rich history and one of my favorite Open Championship venues. But there's so many things that went on that week, right? From the way the crowd reacted to Wyndham Clark to it just felt like, how was the golf course set up? Was there too much water? Was it too easy? Was it too, like, it, there seemed like there was just a lot of things that were going on, and I'm trying to decide how it all shook out. Obviously for Wyndham, it was great. When you look back, how do you summarize all that went on that week at Shinnecock?
That's a good question. No easy answer. I will say this. Just about every major we go to now, with the Masters is kind of in its own category. The Masters lives in a different realm. We all know that. But certainly when we go to a U.S. Open and to a PGA Championship, the dominant storyline always at the start of a week is the setup, and can the old ballpark withstand the onslaught from the modern power player? And oh, they cut down trees. Oh, they narrowed the fairways. Oh, they widened the fairways. That is always the number one topic of discussion. And that's just, because of where we are in the sport, and the governing bodies are trying to protect these older golf courses, these Fenway Parks and Wrigley Fields of the sport. So you have that, and then you have a changing demographic. New and younger people are coming to the sport, and they're bringing with them a different attitude towards the sport. It's a little louder. It's definitely more engaged. And in some cases, I think in this case, and certainly at the Ryder Cup, it goes over the line. And so you add in gambling, and the idea that people want to create some content or create a moment, and that's the recipe for what we saw at Shinnecock, and obviously at Bethpage Black to a greater extent. And you never leave these majors clean, it feels like. There's always some spillover and something to talk about in what I call the what-do-you-think economy. it's an entire economy that, you know, that goes for days, and there's profit in it. And it's, you know, we're in that economy, and the, you know, hey, Brandel, what do you think about Wyndham Clark? Hey, Dan Rappaport, what do you think? No Laying Up, Fried Egg, Jeff Shackelford, everybody else on social media. What does everyone think? What do you think of the way the fans treated Wyndham? What do you think of the Tommy Fleetwood's Fuller slacks? What do you think of the way Wyndham hugged his? What do you think of the way he hugged his girlfriend? And it goes for days with people asking, "What do you think?" And we're still at it, you and I, right now. And I would just say it's Shinnecock is no different than most of the big events of the last, you know, 5-7 years or so. There, it's always a little messy. And imperfect from the setup. You know, people, I think, you know, took issue with the greens. You know, they can't get them any faster than 10.5, 11. They're so slopy in spots, and that, you know, there's just a sense that maybe, you know, these greens that were built 100+ years ago just aren't quite meant to handle the modern game, but we get through it. I think the USGA on the whole has to feel good and did a credible job in setting up the golf course. And it is a challenging site, and I think will continue to be. It's now an anchor site, but when you're as close to the water as they are, you know, the coastal winds are always going to be a factor, and you always run the risk of getting a quick shift in the winds, you know, where they go from relatively light to gusts of over 30, maybe 40 miles per hour. And then the possibility of oscillating golf balls or balls just moving period on the greens. So that's something that, you know, they're going to have to live with at Shinnecock Hills. I think there's some other issues out there. I don't think it's easy to get to. I you know, there are not a lot of hotels out there. Traffic is a massive problem. You know, it puts the television crews under great strain, having to shuttle in, the risk of being late because there was an accident, what have you. I didn't like the fact that on Saturday, there was no buzz, no energy around that final group late. Because they teed them off for television in hopes of pushing that third round deeper into prime time. They teed them off at like 3:40. And so as they made the turn, the grandstands were pretty much empty.
Yeah.
You know, people had already skated out of there and you know, off to dinner, wherever it was, Long Island, back in the city. And so, again, you know, there are lots of forces converging on these events, from television to weather to the modern power game to a new style of fan engagement, and it's you get what we, you know, what we've been getting. And,
yeah.
But on the whole, I would say I would back to the golf. You know, we're always, you know, flying in 100 directions away from the golf. I give Wyndham Clark a lot of credit. He took New York's best shot. He took Shinnecock's best shot, and he stood up tall. And, you know, maybe he's a guy built for specifically wider fairways, wider corridors, LACC in 2023 when he won. And now here, he's not the straightest driver of the golf ball. And you know, that had typically been the main requirement at a U.S. Open is to drive it straight. But again, they strayed from that in different spots. We'll get back to that, I would assume, when we go to Wingfoot and probably Pebble Beach next year, Wingfoot in 2028. But I thought, you know, he demonstrated yet again that while he's not consistently great like Scottie Scheffler, that he's a kind of feast or famine sort of a guy, that when he does get a sniff, he's comfortable in the heat. And there is a bigness to his game. He was 60 at Pebble to win, 60 in Dallas to win. You know, makes putts when he has to. The birdie that he made at 16 on Sunday was just off the charts. And the lag putt on the final hole. The guy has touch, and the guy has stones, and he's now a two-time U.S. Open champion. And there's a case to be made that he's the third most talked about player currently in the game. I'm not sure yet. You know, I don't know how you want to categorize that. He's not the third best. He's not the third best player. I don't know if he's the third biggest star. We're kind of, you know, waiting to crown that person after Scotty and Rory, but for the moment, he's the third most in the most talked about in the what do you think economy.
Yeah,
it's probably Wyndham Clark.
Rich Lerner joining us here on Real Golf Radio. Quick break. More with Rich next, right here on the show.
Every champion needs a home field advantage. Mountain America Credit Union will go to bat for you with mortgage loans that cover every base, including a free appraisal for a limited time. We're not just your lender. We're your biggest fans. Mountain America Mortgage, your home team. Apply today. Loans on approved credit. Membership required based on eligibility. This limited time offer can change or be withdrawn at any time. Equal housing lender. NMLS ID 462815.
Right now is the perfect time to check out the all-new Black Desert Resort in St. George. You can stay. You can play. Enjoy one of the many restaurants that are open to serve you, like the fun sports atmosphere at the 20th hole or the finest steakhouse experience at Basalt. Play the Tom Weisskopf Championship Golf Course, home to the PGA and LPGA Tours. Take on the massive 36-hole putting course and enjoy luxury your way at Black Desert Resort. Book your experience at blackdesertresort.com.
Unleash your swing at Uinta Golf by Worldwide Golf with all the new Titleist GTS drivers and fairways. Find the perfect GTS driver to gain superior distance, accuracy, and ball speed. Book your fitting for the new Titleist GTS driver in-store or online at worldwidegolf.com. Trusted by golfers since 1971 and home to the legendary 90-day 100% satisfaction guarantee. Uinta Golf by Worldwide Golf. Get there.
This is Brian Taylor. For years, you've heard me talk about getting LASIK surgery from Hoops Vision. I've heard from so many of you who have had the same great experience that I had. It's been 15 years already, and my eyesight is still amazing. I 100% recommend the pros at Hoops Vision for your vision correction needs. Book your free consultation online at hoopsvision.com. Mention Real Golf Radio, and you'll save $1,000 on your LASIK procedure. That's hoopsvision.com. Hoopsvision.com.
We know how much you love this game. That's why we built the USGA Gin app presented by Century Insurance.
Let's go. Hey, y'all can hit first.
Yes. It's there for you before, during, and after your round because it's all about getting the most out of every shot. And even more importantly, your next one. Nice. Yeah. Join, connect, enjoy. The USGA Gin app. Experience a better round.
Golf Course Greens starts with good irrigation. Pros and golf course superintendents agree. You should turn to Mountainland Supply for your turf irrigation needs. Mountainland Supply is the exclusive Rainbird Golf distributor in Utah. And what does that mean to you? When you need irrigation products for your lawn, you can trust that Mountainland Supply will have what you need. Plus, Mountainland can assist you in designing your sprinkler system with smartphone controllers, drip irrigation, pipes, parts, and tools. Go to MountainlandSupply.com to find the location nearest you.
Now, back to Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
Welcome back to Real Golf Radio. Brian Taylor, Bob Casper, continuing now with Golf Channel's Rich Lerner.
On Wyndham, yeah. Can he become a Brooks Koepka? Could he become a Bryson DeChambeau? I'm thinking about two-time U.S. Open champions. Is he a Lee Jansen? Is he a Curtis Strange? He certainly passed Andy North because Andy only won the two U.S. Opens and no other tour events. So what?
He did. Andy won one other tour event.
Oh, did he get one other? Okay.
Yeah, he won one other. Yeah.
So
that's a good question, yeah. And time will tell. So what does Wyndham have now? Five wins and two U.S. Opens. So,
yeah.
Lee Jansen was probably, I think, if I had, an 8-win guy, and two were U.S. Opens. Lee was kind of a steady Eddie. I don't think that's Wyndham Clark. He's more explosive and volatile. Yeah, I mean, you know, Bryson's at probably 9-10 wins somewhere in there. And he's left to go play LIV, obviously. I think robbing him of some great years and diminishing his legacy somewhat, that's a story for another day. That's a good question. I would, if you trust me right now, I would say Wyndham ends up with probably 9 total wins, and not sure he'll get another major, but you can't write it off. So it's been a good career. I do remember his late agent, John Mascitello, telling me probably 10 years ago, before anyone knew who Wyndham Clark was, he said, I got a guy that I think is going to be really good. If he can get his act together, he can put it all together, he's got a ton of talent. And I said, it's Wyndham Clark. And so, again, major talent, no doubt about it. So, you know, would it shock me if he ended up as a 10-11 win guy with three majors? No. I think he, you know, would be wrong to bet against that. He's proven us wrong in the last few years.
Well, I do apologize to Andy, who I had the chance to play in a pro-am with in a senior tour event once.
Great guy.
I did remiss on his 1977 Westchester Classic win. So, yes, my bad. But the 78 and 85 opens. Last question, yeah. And this is a big topic. I know there's so much to break down, but, man, big news day on Monday when it was announced that the PGA Tour was making some structural changes. We knew it was coming, but we got more details. I still have a lot of questions, but just quickly on the layout of it, how are you feeling?
I think not all that much different than I felt a year ago. You know, which is to say, I don't have strong feelings about it necessarily. I think there will, as it relates to the fans, I personally think they've been confused by all the talk of the schedule. They just want to know, is the golf on this weekend? I do think this is somewhat confusing. What do you mean, two tours? Challenger? What does that mean? The simplest way that we can all explain this now to fans who are wondering is there's a major league and a minor league. That's what this is. It's reflected in the money, $4 million purses versus a minimum of 20. I think on the positive side, going from 72 player fields as we have this week at Travelers in Connecticut with no cut to 120, maybe 130 with a cut is absolutely a positive development, because the game is just too deep to restrict playing opportunities. I do think doing away with sponsors' exemptions is a good thing. It's more of a meritocracy. That the essence of this game, Brian, has always been, what you shoot. I don't care what your name is.
Yeah.
I don't care how much money you have. I don't care about any of that. Today, what did you shoot? Let me see your card. The numbers don't lie. That's a move in that direction. And I would say with 90 spots at season's end, earning exemptions for the following year, that's bordering on cutthroat. I think there will be consequence, and we'll feel it as fans late in the season. They run the risk of you know, it feeling the same players, same kind of storylines week in and week out. And I think, you know, what you had before, it wasn't perfect, but it all fell under the PGA Tour banner. And take the Cognizant, which, you know, would have been like a, you know, was like a tier two event, you know, because of where it landed on the schedule, no fault of their own. Guys just couldn't play, you know, four or five in a row in the middle of the high season, getting ready for the major. So Palm Beach gets stuck, but they still end up with credible players that had some name value And I'm talking about Shane Lowry. Shane Lowry, if these were movies, Shane Lowry wouldn't be Brad Pitt or Tom Cruise, but he'd be a bankable actor. And you could make a movie with Shane Lowry as the lead, and it might do really well. And guess what? Lowry, as the star of the Cognizant movie, gave us a dramatic and traumatic performance where he crashed at the end. And it was talked about for days. It was a movie that generated some buzz. Did it have Rory and Scotty and all the big stars? No, but it was still good. And so I worry that just flat now designating a whole group of events, there'll be, you know, more than 20 as minor league, that they've damaged some of these tournaments where that maybe they didn't need to. Again, where the fans are concerned, there will be high level golf, the best in the world. The PGA Tour is, you know, the undisputed champ. They won the battle against LIV. That thing's over. The best golf in the world is played on the PGA Tour, period. And so fans will get their golf every weekend. And if it isn't, you know, if there are those 7 weeks where the minor league, the Challenger Series, will have the stage to themselves, I suspect we will see, some guys that you recognize. You know, this year, for example, Max Homa, Tony Finau have struggled. So those guys may end up, or guys like that, invariably you're going to see that, people who lose their game. You're going to see those guys down on that Challenger Series. And now that, you know, the next question will be, what tournaments will make up the championship series outside of the majors and the players and the playoff events? You know, will it be Canada? Will it be the Travelers here? I think we know, obviously, you know, ones like the Memorial, Pebble Beach, Riviera, although Riviera's, you know, a place on the in the schedule, you know, there's some possibly some movement because they're hosting the majors and the Olympics in the coming years. But, you know, I would think Phoenix, WM Phoenix Open, will find its way onto the big schedule. Probably Torrey Pines. I hope Canada. I think this one here, the Travelers. Texas, how many? There are four tournaments now in Texas. San Antonio, Houston, and then two in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. I think two of four. I don't think all four make it. Who's willing to be relegated to second tier status? What's the market for those lesser events? So there's a lot that still needs to be determined, but where the fans are concerned, they're going to be seven irons airborne every single weekend, including in the fall. Yep. And we'll have some of those national opens, which I love. We'll take on, I think, greater importance and significance, and we'll see some guys travel internationally the way Rory has done. And so, I would say on the whole, you know, I think they did this in part to repackage it for delivery toward the new television negotiations. Let's get some momentum. Let's get some clarity. And I think that's in large part what this has been, not to minimize the work they've done. I think it's substantial. And then I think the last question I would throw out is, are they going to market in 2028 when they roll this out with Jon Rahm and Bryson DeChambeau and Joaquin Neiman?
Yeah.
And I would suspect the answer will be yes. I don't know what that looks like or what the pathway back will be, but I would suspect that will happen because it's best for the tour. It's best for their television partners. And if you're going to ask people to take fewer events for television, presumably for equal or more money, man, you better do everything you can to deliver some star power. And by the way, they, in this new rollout, they haven't guaranteed that. And ultimately, that has been, you know, the number one goal for years, is to get the best players together more often. And, you know, they just can't achieve it until such time as they contract the players. You won't have that. You know, the guys like their freedom. Rory's not even going to get to 15 this year, 15 events, the minimum. And they made some sort of a backroom deal with Rory to exempt him. And
does his lifetime status jump in there though, Rich? Does that, having won over 20?
Not specifically in this case, but they found some carve out there, and I'm okay with it, honestly. You've given as much as Rory has given to the game, and he's been a global champion of golf in ways that other players, certainly American players, have not been. And he's entitled to make his own schedule, call his own shots. I'm fine with it. In some ways, these guys are not entirely different than, you know, rock and roll performers, singers. You know, they tour, they perform, and as they get deeper into their career, they might change their schedule to suit their lifestyles. And you know, the game, every tournament would tell you unequivocally they're better for it with Rory in them. And if it's, you know, what has he played, 9 or 10 events this year, then we'll take it. Would you like it to be more? Of course. But it's his life and his career, and it's obviously been a successful one.
Geez, you still have me thinking about who is the actor equivalent of Shane Lowry. Now you got me thinking who's the rock band equivalent of Rory McIlroy. So anyway, I'm going to ponder those thoughts and
he's
let you.
Irish, so would it be you too? Would it be? I don't know if he's, you know, I don't know. A good Irish band. So, give my best to your great partner, to Bobby and his family.
Will do. Yeah, I appreciate that, Rich.
Thanks, Brian. I appreciate you having me on.
Always good to visit with you.
Rich Lerner, Golf Channel, joining us right here on Real Golf Radio. Stay tuned. The back nine, hour number two, is next.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than $1 a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than $1 a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. That's 800-245-2751. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Lower your car payment today. Lower your car payment today. Yes, you heard us right. You can lower your car payment right now by making this free call and save up to $1,400 a year on your current car payments. Think about your current car payment right now. What's that costing you per year? Now think
think about what it would be like to put an extra $1,400 back in your pocket. That's the average savings our customers experience. We can help you drive the same car and pay less every month by lowering your car payment's interest rate to as low as 4.67%. At Rate Genius, we can work with you to refinance any car payment. If you qualify, it costs you nothing to find out how you can lower your car payment. To learn more, call this number right now.
800-832-2816. 800-832-2816. 800-832-2816. That's 800-832-2816.